One of the things that sort of ran to a standstill when the thing was happening, people were locked down, was meetings of all sorts. What I'm interested in is the practicality around being able to provide, I don't know, free internet access, if you like, for local Teams meetings and things like that. So one's not using satellite capacity, but just using it locally, even though it's only during times of sort of lockdown somehow, so that people don't end up being restricted in the ability to manage their businesses.
I think it's quite a complex area. I know it's certainly been debated by some people, but I think there's a number of challenges there. One is the amount of local infrastructure. Clearly, the online infrastructure outpaces the international connectivity, but it's not infinite. Mm. So there's a risk that at the moment we don't contend the local network. So the contention all happens at the air station. If there's a sudden massive spike in local traffic, that would clearly start impacting on wider off-island internet services and drive demands to increase investment in the local network beyond what we can necessarily recover from people. So I think the idea of a sort of free local network that's unlimited is sort of undervalues the level of investment needed to actually deliver that. I think also the other issue is many of the common platforms that people want to use increasingly want to dial home in an increasingly connected world. So it's relatively difficult to get local instances. I know there's some available, but Microsoft Teams, for example, doesn't offer a local hosted version. It wants to dial back to a Microsoft server in Europe or US. So even though there's a potential there to do that, the applications that people are most commonly using and integrating into their businesses, like 365, invariably wants to dial home to Microsoft. I think it's somewhat weird. If there's particular applications or a case for we can look at individually, I think a sort of unlimited, unlocked local internet service isn't tenable, because it would break the current network if the load was significant, and then it's how do you recover that, the cost of investing to make that better, at the same time that people are potentially saying, well, the internet doesn't work in terms of off-island services, because you would drive local contention that we don't currently see at the moment.
Yes, I just wonder whether there are different types of models that can be looked at. I mean, it might be that, people, if you're talking about the load on the thing, is people actually booking slots, if you know what I mean, so you only have so many people on the network using it for those purposes of that.
It's only so I can speak to the team.
Amounts or something like that, because that's certainly constrained business quite significantly, I think.
I think there's a wider issue with that, though, which, business is one piece. I think the COVID response sort of put a new direction on it for me, because I was one of the people that was confined working from home, and connectivity wasn't a huge problem, because I wasn't relying on video conferencing services. But I think the lack of any kind of a trial, and this issue's been going round and round and round for at least 10 years that I can think of, in sort of various different forms around separating the international and the local network. And I think what we really need to see is some kind of a trial or some kind of an assessment of what the current network can do, and what it would need to be upgraded to sustain some notional level of activity. What's the cost of that? And what sort of innovation could it unlock in the local community? Because we may only have a handful of local IT providers, but I think they would be quite innovative if there was an opportunity there that enabled them to do that. But we just haven't had that, and there never seems to be any appetite for trialing some kind of arrangement to just see what the demand is, see what the impact is. I mean, we've seen MyPlayer, which I think was quite successful, and that will have had an impact. So I guess you'll have some idea of where the weak points in the network are from that. But I just think we need to get to the next stage by trying something. It might not work brilliantly the first time, but it would unlock some opportunities, I think, along overdue. Sorry, that's more of a statement than a question. But
certainly we're aware of that discussion. I think it's quite unusual for ISPs to unpick that traffic, and increasing with sort of cloud-based services, many of the applications that people think are local aren't necessarily local anymore. So actually we see most of the applications people are using are driving off-island kind of.
Yeah, no, I realise that, but I think there's an opportunity there, as we've seen with my player, that if somebody can host a service locally, there is an opportunity to take all of that traffic off the international network, and I think that could potentially benefit everybody if that can be extended to other services.
And we are working on it.
Yeah,
might be possible.
I think media is rather straightforward because it's a calculatable bit rate. If you suddenly apply it across the wider community, you could flatline the network quite quickly if it wasn't done in a sort of carefully managed way.
But so is video conferencing, and so are a range of other services. It would really help us working in a sort of COVID type world where people need to be able to connect to each other remotely. I just think there's a lot of opportunities there that we're probably missing.